The following podcast contains coarse language, adult themes, and major plot spoilers. Listener discretion is advised.
Woodhaven has more than it can handle.
Think we'll see any action tonight?
Oh, Scott, you need to learn. In this job, it's not about looking for action, it's about preventing it.
Merry Christmas!
More violence. More sex.
Is that my sister?
More liquor. More explosion. More donuts. More hair. More hockey.
You're a wolf,
Cobb.
I think you're missing the bigger issue here, though.
Heads where I can see him.
Did we mention chicken milk?
Slam a cold cop!
What do you know about shapeshifters?
Reptilioid dudes, man. Smells like old people.
Chef Bear. More blood.
Damn it, Daisy.
Did we mention explosions? Now, more than ever, Woodhaven needs dirtier, hairier, another wolf cop.
Someone stole our donuts.
Brought to you by Liquor Donuts and Wolf Cop Lager. Brewed angry.
G'day everyone, this is Benjamine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome back to episode 6 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-host and I do an audio commentary for the weird, wonderful, wacky, weird, cult or bad movies that are on the free streaming service 2B, or as like one of my co-hosts like to say, we're the number one 2B related podcast out there on the internet. And with me as always is one of my co-hosts, Mike Batchelor. Hello, Batch.
God damn right we're the number one 2B podcast on the internet. How you doing, brother?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. A bit excited at the moment because after 3 months of lockdown, my city of Melbourne is finally out of it. And this is day one of the next phase of coming out of lockdown. So basically, all the kind of cafes, restaurants are now opened up for people to either come in and have something to eat inside or out. And also, retail shops are now also opened as well. And then, of course, for the next few weeks, the other sort of sectors will start opening up. But even then, though, I'm probably going to not venture out too much because I'd rather play it safe than sorry at the moment because we had, like, for a few months there, had a bunch of, like, pockets of outbreaks here and there in certain suburbs and that. But no, I mean, other than that, though, I've been pretty good, sort of been busy with work and life in general, and enjoying what's left of the October season, even though by the time this episode is released, October would have already been over and the Halloween season is done for the year. But until that is, I'm still enjoying it. And how have things been going with you, Batch?
We're still in second wave up here in Ontario, so every week more cases of the corona. So, yeah, that's a thing. But I make it do. I'm back. I missed last week. But we've got a good one this week.
Indeed. But
I get to pick.
Indeed.
I get to pick the movie this week. And
exactly.
We're doing a fine Canadian film. And even though, as you said, by the time that this is going to be done, Halloween is over, still a Halloween-y film. Today we are doing another Wolf Cop.
Yes, and not to say another Wolf Cop. That's actually the title of the movie, Another Wolf Cop, which of course
is because doing the second one first makes much more sense.
Exactly, and unfortunately our regular co-host Super Marcy isn't here today due to health reasons, but. We hope that she has a speedy recovery and she'll be back with us for our next episode of 2B Tuesdays. And I am a little saddened that she isn't here because I know she hasn't seen the first Wolf Cop film. So I would have been interested to see her reactions to just watching the sequel first. I mean, I have seen the first film a few years back, but I still haven't seen the sequel until now. So this is at least between... I know you definitely have seen this one, but at least I haven't seen it, so this will be a whole new experience for me.
Oh, it's going to be fun, my friend.
Indeed, and I don't know what to expect having having seen the first film, but at the same time, I'm not sure what to expect with the sequel, but I expect a lot of werewolf craziness. But for our listeners out there who have never listened to any of our commentaries before, especially when it comes to Tubi Tuesdays, what you need to do is, if you have this free streaming service Tubi, you can find a copy of the film we're about to watch there, and we're going to be counting down the film from five, and then when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then you'll be able to listen to our commentary for the film at the same time as you're watching the film. But I'm pretty sure this commentary will be fun enough even without having to watch the movie anyway. But that being said, though, we probably will suggest to our listeners maybe watch the movie beforehand, because as we all know, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads occasionally throughout the film. But since, you know, Batch and I are watching this film on the Australian and Canadian versions of Tubi, our ad breaks are going to be different, and they will pop up at different times and not even in sync with each other. So when the ads do... Sorry, go ahead.
That's when the show truly goes off the rails each episode. So.
Exactly. And so basically, we'll let you all know, our listeners, when the ads pop up on either version of our film. And then probably one of us will probably pause the film for a bit until the ad break is over, and then we'll restart the film again. So basically, whenever the ads pop up, just pause it, and then just restart once we say the ads are finished. So I do expect a train wreck as per usual given these ads, but it should be fun regardless. But we'll get right to it. Now, Batch, are you ready to go?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a train wreck if it wasn't Tubi Tuesdays. So exactly. I'm ready to go,
Mark. Exactly. Well, I'm ready as well. So I'll count us down from five, and then we'll play the movie when I say go. So we'll, let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, I'm liking the music that's playing right now. It sounds like baseball music.
That's hockey music.
Oh, it's hockey music, is it? Well, I should have figured that, being that this is a Canadian movie.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you.
The continuing adventures of Lugaroo.
I just like how this dude just basically just calls us a loser right up the back. Yes. And to be fair, he does look a little bit like a douche.
Just a bit.
Yep.
Chicken milk.
What is chicken milk beer? Is that a real beer? Or is it like something? It isn't?
It's specifically for the movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I mean, I've heard some pretty weird beers in my time, and I would not have been surprised if it actually was a real beer. So.
I think it's specifically for the Kevin Smith joke coming up.
Oh, okay. Because I know he does have a cameo in this movie.
Yes.
And I think that's like probably the only sort of major spoiler I kind of knew beforehand with this film. I think if this dude had sunglasses on his face, he would look like Albert Wesker. And maybe with blonde hair.
Now, what do you remember of the last Wolf Cop movie?
Well, I know he sort of, it's been ages since I last seen it.
That is,
oh, crazy. I mean, I know boom mic operators can be a little annoying. That's a bit of extreme to basically pierce him with the boom mic just then. But to answer your question though, it has been probably over 5 years since I'd seen the last Wolf Cop movie. And I do remember a bit of quite of it. Basically, with the character kind of being bitten by a werewolf and then slowly over the course of the film turned into a wolf cop.
They're from Astron 6, the filmmakers.
Oh, yeah. We might have to do an Astron 6 movie at some point, because they definitely make wild and wacky movies that would be very suitable for this podcast.
Yeah, Father's Day or The Projectionist.
Yes. I wonder if this is kind of like a a homage to The Dark Knight, because it kind of, with the whole bazooka being shot out of a truck, out of a police van.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
this is a great opening moment.
So you said that this movie is also does have a Halloween theme to it, but I'm sort of realizing it could also be a Christmas movie too, since this
because the driver
of this getaway truck is wearing a Santa costume.
Liquor donuts.
Yes. Now, is that a real product or not? These are the things I need to ask you throughout this whole commentary.
These things exist in, like, the Wolf Cop cinematic universe.
Oh, okay. So basically, like, Big Kahuna Burger in the Tarantino films.
Yeah, Liquor Donuts is totally like that.
Although, that would have been actually... I actually want to taste what a Liquor Donut would be like. It'd be, like, a donut that has, like... instead of, like, a cream filling, it'd have some kind of, like, alcoholic filling in it.
I love how the subtitles just say screaming. Werewolf growler.
Hell yeah, the wolf cop. And he's just eating out that dude's eyeballs and then pulling off his head.
He's the good guy in this movie.
Yeah, I know, right?
There he is.
One of the things I can say, even just so far with this film, and even with the last one as well, is that the werewolf effects of the wolf cop are pretty awesome looking.
Everything's practical. That's what I love it about it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that sort of old school kind of, like, instead of making it look exactly like a werewolf, it's definitely more of the kind of the wolfman... Universal Monsters type of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even though it is a werewolf, like, you can still see that sort of human element in the makeup.
So, obviously, this movie takes place a little bit after the first, so everyone in the town is totally knows that he's a wolf cop and totally cool with it.
And doesn't mind the fact that he, like, murders and eats people.
And then barks.
I did like how not only does the wolf cop like pierce the guy in the chest with his hand, but he also punches him in the face as well on the other side.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I love this goddamn movie.
That's a V though, like it's my first time finally watching it, so that's why I was very happy you actually suggested this for this episode of Tubi Tuesday. We got seven heads. But you're right, I like how basically like they see all this carnage and they're like, eh. We got evidence. It's all good.
What's in the box?
It's like the rest of Gwyneth Paltrow, not just her head. It's a very big werewolf-like raccoon. Okay, now I want to see that movie, Were Raccoon.
That's the crossover fight movie.
Exactly. Now that's the biggest crime in this whole movie is someone stealing donuts. Yeah. And actually, here in Melbourne, just I think like literally yesterday, might have been on Monday actually, is that we had Donut Day.
Yeah.
So basically, I don't know if it's like an Australian thing or an international thing, but it was Donut Day. So you just had to go. That's how we celebrated being out of lockdown. What is go buy a donut?
I love his lair.
I like how the sign just says solitude.
Just watching hockey fights.
You know, I can relate to this cop. I mean, the worst thing in my life is someone stole my donut.
Oh.
Last night, it was like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Maybe that should have been the title of this movie. Fucking Wolf Cop.
Fucking, that's the next one.
Yeah, that's the third movie. Actually, now that I think about it now, maybe they should make a Wolf Cop TV series.
They need to, like, for, like, Netflix or Shudder or something like that.
I could definitely see Shudder do it, for sure.
Oh, yeah, because those were the bad guys in the last movie.
Yep. That's the thing, though. Like, I haven't seen the first film in ages, so any kind of references back to the first film, I'm going to be, like, blank on.
Yeah, Wolfcock.
Now you're saying it now. Oh, jeez. Put on some pants, Wolfcock.
Ad.
Oh, ad? I'll pause it. All right, I'm at 9:14.
You're at the Wolfcock.
I might move it up a little bit just so I can be in time with you because I might be a second or two behind. Okay. All right, so I'm at 9:19, so let me know if you're when you get to there.
I'm at 9:10, so.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait. Well, you got the first ad of the show.
Yes.
I, on the other hand, have not, so I consider this a success so far.
You know, in a perfect way, we'd probably edit all these out.
Yeah, but that would make too much work. Although it was funny, though, when Marcy and I did Basket Case the other week, there was
9:19.
Okay. We had no ads whatsoever during Basket Case, which was like a miracle. Merry Christmas, Wolf Cop. That could be another movie.
The Drink and Shoot is back.
Sydney Swallows. Oh, that was Kevin Smith back there on the poster.
Yep. He's the mayor.
As he should be, damn it. What is up with that kid's hair? He's got, like, the worst, like, mohawk I've ever seen.
Or the best mohawk.
That is true. And I like how, like, this, the owner of the corner store has, like, this big sort of dummy of the Wolf Cop, and it's a mannequin with a mask of a wolf on his head and with, like, looks like a merkin at the bottom. That is fucking hilarious.
There we go. First appearance of Lou out of Wolf Cop form, so.
Yeah. She was in the first movie too, right? The Chief?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, hi, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
As a Canadian badge, have you all just already claimed, like, Kevin Smith as an honorary Canadian now? Since he
pretty much is.
Yeah, because, I mean, the man loves everything Canadian.
He's one of us.
Yes, exactly. You didn't drink that beer. You've never drank beer in your life, Kevin Smith. I should know. I've been watching your show.
He's wearing the Silent Bob jacket.
Oh, he is too. I just love the hat he's wearing on top of his head.
Yeah. Just because, so it's not Silent Bob. It's a completely different character. The hat is different.
Exactly. I always keep forgetting, like, how, like, Kevin Smith is actually, like, he's, you know, more of a filmmaker personality in that, but he is actually good at acting. Like, I think...
Yes.
And I think people kind of underestimate him for that, because usually filmmakers, when they do try to act, they're not very good at it. Which is kind of funny. But no, he's definitely one of the more... like, one of the few who can actually do it. My question is, how much of it, all of this is improvised?
Probably all of it.
Yeah. I bet even the filmmakers were like, Kevin, we got you on this movie. You got this, like, big, a lot of dialogue. Could you, like, just rewrite it into your style? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he did that.
He was only there for that morning.
Oh, okay. So this is his first and only scene in the movie.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a bit disappointing, but oh well. He's milking his cameo for all it's worth.
Great line.
It sure does. I've done my cameo for the day. See you later, bitches. I don't know, I think Lou's hair, I don't think that's his real grey hair. It looks like it's just been dusted grey. I should know this, because when I did Chicago, like, years ago, I actually had to not dye my hair grey, but I had to use, like, chalk and all that to make it look sort of greyish, and have that sort of silver fox look, so it kind of looks more like that than actual real grey hair.
That is my hair colour, so...
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
Yeah, maybe. The shape of Wolf Cop. There seems to be some ooze in there for the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, because in the last movie it was revealed that Willie was one of the shifters.
Yep.
I'm glad they figured out a way to bring him back, because he was a good character.
Oh, yeah. Must have been, though, like, these two movies... They're just so ridiculous, like, any explanation would have worked, regardless how, like, silly and over the top it is. And that... It's like the missing Troll-free sequel.
Yeah.
Troll 2, I should say. Social commentary! You should be drinking chicken milk, dammit. Dale's hair almost kind of looks like what my hair almost looked like after 3 months of lockdown.
My hair is almost to that point right now.
Although the difference between him and I is that he's got a great mustache, but when I had my beard, it was like full on bushy. I almost looked like a hobo. I know. It's Jonathan Cherry who plays Dale, right? Because so, I've seen him, yeah, because I've seen him in a bunch of other stuff. Like, he was in Final Destination 2. He played the guy who, like, his death scene is that he gets, like, sort of cut in the pieces from a flying piece of barbed wire in that movie. And he was also the lead in House of the Dead, the Uwe Boll movie. Speaking of Uwe Boll, we might have to do one of his movies for Tubi Tuesday at one point, even though...
It's going to have to happen eventually.
It'll have to happen. I know Marcy's basically like, I'm going to veto it if we do it. I'm like, well, we're going to do... This is a democracy here. I don't know. The combination of, like, chicken and milk just sounds disgusting. That's the reaction I would have gotten if I had to, like, if I heard about chicken milk beer.
That's what happens when you drink too many of them.
Exactly. It just, like, literally goes for you. And there's, like, a rant... So we're at this brewery, and there's like a random alien lizard man just hanging around in the background of this scene.
So those were supposed to be what the shapeshifters from last movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lizard people. The conspiracy is real in this movie. Actually, one of my favorite things, like, even though, even before watching this movie just now, is the marketing for this movie, is that the poster, it basically is a homage to the poster of Cobra.
Totally.
And of course, the tagline is hilarious. It's like, sequels are the disease, meet the cure.
Yeah.
Lance Henriksen. Oh, wait, that's just a random hobo in the background.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure if, like, if I was Wolf Cop, I don't know how I'd feel if people were kind of profiteer off everything I was doing.
I would definitely want to cut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing, though. It's only the chief who knows that he's Wolf Cop, right? It's not... Nobody else knows it's him.
No, they know there is a Wolf Cop, but they don't know it's Liz.
Yeah. Don't ask me why. That little pause of, like, waiting for the next scene to happen... It's just little moments like that that just make me piss myself laughing because it's so subtle.
We definitely need a TV series of this show.
Yeah. I mean, I would be surprised if, like... I mean, I don't know if they are working on another movie yet or not, but I think it would probably be a good idea to make a TV show, and probably for Shudder as well, because I think they would definitely be down for something like this. Because basically, when you think about it, Wolf Cop is basically a superhero kind of series of films. Maybe they could just, like, tie this into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and just make this basically the unofficial Werewolf at Night franchise.
Well, the final credits include foreshadowing for a sequel entitled Promise That Wolf Cop Will Return.
Yes.
Ass and boobs.
Hello, Strip Club. You know, I could say that, like, every time you see a movie, like, at a strip club, it just looks sort of looks like an absolute dive and dingy looking, but having been to a few in real life, I'm like, that's how most of them are like, to be honest.
Pretty much.
And of course, you know, the scene is definitely a good excuse just to have a lot of boobs in your movie. He was right behind you. How did you not know he was there? I actually, okay, now this is funny. I do like the sort of the, with him, Dale doing a shit, and then Lou transforming in the wolf cop. It's like almost like they're basically going through the same type of thing.
This movie's about to get real weird.
I would not expect anything less from a movie called Wolf Cop. Now that's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's a ghoulie. Death by stiletto. Ah, turn into a wolf. I gotta drink some beer. Ah, that is a ghoulie. That's what it looks like from the back. And once we see its face, I would not be surprised that's what it is.
Add.
Oh, okay. Matt, 24:17. So.
At least they're timing them, like, pretty well with this movie.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe, I do not get why, at least lately, like, every movie I've been watching on Tubi has not been showing ads. It's weird. So at least, like, it'll be easy for our listeners to pause the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm at 24:17, so just let me know when you get there.
We're back.
Okay.
24:17 now.
Okay. I like this. This is a... Here's the thing. He's locked in his room, and there's, like, a big sort of hole next to it, like... He can get, like, packages and donuts and stuff like that, but he could easily fit through that hole if he wanted to.
What the fuck is this?
Wolf Cop's got a sick sense of humor. That dude on the TV's got cancer, man.
And AIDS.
What the fuck? This ghoulie's got a mustache. Actually, it kind of looks like a little bit like a cross between Ghoulie and the creature from Basket Case. I bet the people who made this movie were probably tripping on balls when they came up with half the shit in this movie so far. It sounds like a high-pitched version of, like, the parents from the Peanut cartoons. Like the... See, it's little jokes like that that just make it funny. I'm gonna arrest you for having hair like that.
Oh, yeah, because the chief was one of the Reptoids last movie.
Yep. Well, I was in an Uwe Boll movie. Want to check out my ghoulie? That's what every perv says before they show off their dick to someone.
With a mustache.
Exactly. Well, this makes a mustache. This takes a mustache ride to a whole different level. Meanwhile, in the strip club, which is like in the corner of a base of an abandoned factory. I don't think I've ever tried stout. To be honest, yeah. That's the thing, I'm not really much of a beer drinker. I'm more of like, I don't really like the heavy stuff. I prefer sort of the more lighter beer.
Yeah, I'm a weed guy.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know what this robot reminds me of. Predator vision. He hasn't got donuts. Don't comply.
Yeah, he's dead.
Club fuck. See, that's how you know you can't get into trouble, if you kind of spelt the word differently. Dale, stop playing with yourself. Wolf Cop is on the case. Well, he's dead now. There's no point in going inside.
A fucking snowmobile.
It's like every Canadian cliche you can imagine is in this film.
Yep.
Even Kevin Smith was looking at this and be like, dude, chill. On the-
Little on the nose.
But... little on the nose with the Canadian stereotypes, guys. Let me save that for my movies. Seriously, now I know what the android dude looks like. He looks like Bill Murray with shades on.
I can see that.
That'd be an awesome cameo if Bill Murray was in a movie like this.
They'll get him for the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
Should do Wolf Cop versus Mecha Mummy.
Yes! Whee! Damn it, my wolf powers can't even punch the shit out of this dude.
Has Wolfcott met his match?
I'm gonna say yes. Look out, the chief is packing heat.
The Wolfcott's like Popeye, he needs to drink a bit, then he'll get stronger.
Exactly. Just give him some liquid donuts and he's ready to go. Not gonna Gotta give it to Wolfcrop. Gotta give it to Wolfcop. He gets knocked down, but he gets back up again.
But it's the Chief that saves the day.
Exactly.
Oh, now the strip club's on fire.
Damn it, where are we going to see our strippers now? I guess you could say the club fucked is fucked.
Pretty much.
I just like how Dale is basically trying to hide the creature from everyone as if he's like trying to hide a boner or something like that. Oh man, I dreamt I was in a movie called Wolf Cop. Another Wolf Cop. Oh, wait a minute.
Then they made another one.
Another one. I think if they make the third one, they should just call it Another Wolf Cop.
Still Wolf Cop.
Still Wolf Cop. But I still go by the fact that, yeah, fucking Wolf Cop should be the title of the next movie. But they spelled it in the way as that they wrote Club Fock. Then that would be awesome.
A good day to be Wolf Cop.
Ooh, that's a good one. Actually, yeah. Actually, they should just like make puns out of what like other cop movies and just put Wolf Cop in the title.
Live free or be Wolf Cop.
A Wolf Cop day afternoon. Wolf Cop with a vengeance.
This movie's got a good soundtrack too.
Oh yeah, it's a really good one. And I like how like the score like doesn't try to
still, I never noticed that.
Still plays it straight despite the ridiculous that's happening on screen. But I haven't said anything yet. Ah, I see where this movie's going now. It's going into sort of a sci-fi alien territory. But then again, having never seen this movie until now, I could be completely wrong.
The next movie, Close Encounters of the Wolf Cop Kind.
That'd be awesome.
Battlefield Wolf Cop?
Battlefield Wolf Cop. Planet of the Wolf Cops. Starsky and Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop Hunter.
Ooh. Police Academy Wolf Cops on patrol.
Oh.
Ew. I hope he didn't finish him off.
Where's the robot's name, Frank?
I'm an evil rich guy.
Take this helmet out of the 3D printer.
I would not be surprised if that was the case. Well, yeah, I'm going to save it with a dusty piece of shit. Okay, snort this.
Meteor cocaine.
Give him all the cocaine. from the meteor. See, that's why they went to, see, that was what Bruce Willis and everyone fought for when they went to destroy the asteroid in Armageddon, was not to save the planet, it's like, we'll just bring some back and make cocaine out of it.
Turns out this is a sequel to The Color of Shape.
Ah. You can have some more cocaine later. But I want to be abused. Give me more. And take lots of cocaine. He's right, you got a social distance, everyone. Don't forget to put on your mask, too. Don't mind me, I'll just kiss your forehead and fill you up. And do more cocaine. He doesn't have blonde hair.
He's from Canada.
All this work just to go get some more donuts.
Lunch.
Yeah, I'm convinced. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
The directors that made this also made another movie after this called Supergrid.
Supergrid? I think I've heard of that one. I'll have to look around.
Post-apocalyptic road movie.
Ooh.
And the guy that plays Lou is in that movie, too.
Oh, sweet. Looks like the Rob Zombie cover band.
That Muse playing drums.
I woke up with hair like this. Where have I seen her before? She does look familiar. And we like snorting cocaine made from meteors. This band are like doing the weirdest songs. And this is the perfect movie to watch at Christmas time.
Yeah. This is a Christmas movie.
Exactly. Well, she knows how to take care of herself. Try to slap her ass, and then boom! He gets swept under the... Your chair gets swept under.
I drink my shots too with pinky up.
Oh, I haven't done shots in ages. That's the thing, though. Now that bars are open here in Australia, like, I might... Once I sort of feel comfortable enough to go back out to bars and pubs and all that, I might actually do one. Excuse me, I gotta go drain my mutant penis. Is that a question or a statement?
Only in Canada would it be a brewery and a hockey arena.
Exactly. Well, that's smart business decision. Smart business decisioning. Now, excuse me, I'm going to go back and wear the same clothes I've been wearing for the past week.
There's no budget for two suits.
Exactly.
It all went to Dale's dick.
Exactly. This movie probably costs like maybe some, probably under $5 million, and probably at least $2 million is for that Dale's dick and that guy's one suit. Dale, stop making out with Dale's crush. Oh wait, he's a sister. Oh well, I made that joke was inappropriate. Excuse me, I gotta take lots of cocaine before I can have sex with a wolf cop.
Last movie, the love scene was to Moonlight Desires by Larry Gowan. This time it's Strange Animal by Larry Gowan. Rise.
She's a werecat. Whoa!
Look at those titties.
Well, it's the first time I've seen a werecat in anything film-related, probably since the Thriller music video.
You only see movies like this on Tubi Tuesday, folks.
Exactly. This is the most insane, probably sex scene I've seen in a while. Because Lou is having sex with a werecat.
And Marcy's missing it.
Exactly. And this movie's not being shy about any of what it's doing.
Nope.
Fuck. This is almost like something out of like Team America, just with a human and a werecat.
This song was a huge hit in Canada back in the 80s.
Was it? Yep. That's probably where some of the budget went to as well. And of course there's like a cat statue next to the TV. This businessman is so cheap. He just makes the same ad just in front of the same background. I would say, like, the mutant puppet, it's actually really well done. Like, it's simple, but they make it believable enough. Blah.
Uh-oh. Hey, Wild in the hidden base. Oh, sorry, he was in again.
You lied to me, Batch. Well, that's the thing, he probably, like you said, he probably, like, filmed all this stuff in the one day. Wait a minute, this isn't a hockey game?
Like Kevin Smith didn't wear the hockey jerseys no more.
Exactly. He should be wearing a hockey jersey. Like, all the time. It just feels weird that he doesn't much these days. And whoever does, like, I also assume that, like, Kevin Smith did his own wardrobe for this movie, too. Yeah. I'm just going to have some more chicken milk. I think they just called it chicken milk so they can just, like, use a lot of cock jokes. And he's guzzling down that beer. I will say this, like, watching, like, Kevin Smith been doing Fat Man Beyond lately, and him actually finally trying alcohol the last few episodes has been amazing to watch. And now the bad guy is Doctor Who.
Fine acting, Kev.
Yep. Well, his name is Sydney Swallows. Of course he's going to be evil. What the fuck? It's Godzilla.
This is where you got the idea for yoga hosers.
Exactly. Kevin, stop headbutting yourself. He died the way he lived, playing a Canadian. Look out for that shit demon. Actually, yeah, the shit demon should have just made a cameo in this movie.
Well, it's the next one.
Yes, exactly. So they can, you know, they could, like, if they wanted to, like, set this in the same universe. Oh, okay, pausing it. At 49:07. I was going to say, like, they could, if they wanted to, they could easily set this in the same universe as, Kevin Smith's True North trilogy, if they wanted to.
They totally could, or at least give Wolf Cop a cameo.
Exactly. They could have a cameo in Moose Jaws when they ever get around to making it.
Wolf Cop versus Moose Jaws.
Ooh, now we're talking. Now that is something I would love to see.
Wolf Cop's got to hunt down the moose.
Exactly. He could be like, because I know Kevin Smith basically says, like, Moose Jaws is basically just going to be a full-on rip-off off Jaws. So Wolf Cop can basically be the Quint of that movie. Quint, I should say. This is weird that so far my copy in Australia still has not had ads in it at all. It's bizarre.
Right now, okay. I've got an ad for milk. Not chicken milk, just regular milk.
They should be showing ads for chicken milk. Yeah, okay. Starting now. 49:10. Let's do this. Well, he could be hiding. Well, he could be hiding a giant mutant creature thing that's above his dick.
Turner and Hooch.
Bad Willy. That's just Godzilla. Okay, Batch, I'm going to ask you a question. Like, if this movie wasn't, say, you know, produced independently, which film studio do you think this film could have easily have been? I mean, this film could, and also the first one, would have easily been made by Troma or Full Moon Pictures?
Troma.
Troma? Yeah, I think so too. I will say though, Troma, they probably would have made it even more gorier.
Yeah. With more nudity.
Exactly. You shot my dick. It's a dinosaur.
Right, it doesn't have a mustache.
Exactly. Actually, that would have made the creature funnier if it still had the mustache. What's your favorite scary movie?
Wolf Cop. Somebody called Dr. Mordrew.
So much Canadian stereotypes.
Yep.
Ew. The dude was selling underwear.
With skid marks in them.
Ugh. It's time to pack some heat. You guys are back. The story can continue again. But I was supposed to be your love interest.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Sorry,
I don't care.
Space cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Exactly. I don't care if you had sex with somebody else. That doesn't bother me at all. Not at all. I don't know why Wolf Cop needs a weapon. He is his own weapon. That's what she said. Well, we'll bring up Charles Band and get one done. We're gonna be sniffing this all night.
Good shit.
Guys, the whole town's in danger. If you stop walking in slow-mo, then you'd be done already.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Gowan.
Ah, so not only did they get his songs, they got him for a cameo for this movie.
Yes. He's actually the lead singer of Styx now.
Is he really?
Yeah, has been for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I knew Steve Perry no longer was the lead singer, but I wasn't sure who was the lead singer now. Yeah. So that, you just answered my question. And everyone's just still throwing dirty underwear at everyone. Actually, the way that Wolf Cop has got the mask and all of his hair is like still sticking out of the mask, that's how I looked with wearing my mask the last few weeks with my huge beard.
Yeah.
So I can relate.
Same here. I think at this point I basically am Wolf Cop.
Yeah. So you have a costume idea for Halloween. Just dress up as Wolf Cop. Wow, he's actually wearing a different suit for once.
They found some new investors.
Exactly. We actually have more of the budget to get you more than one suit.
He hit the next goal on Kickstarter.
Now, wasn't, like, the first Wolf Cop film a crowdfunded film? Or did I just misremember that?
Very much so.
Oh, okay. I know it's cold, but this chicken wearing a bikini is going to be giving you all beer. / arena. Yeah, I think you're right, Batch. I think more breweries should also have a hockey arena in them as well.
This is also a sequel to Strange Brew.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go. Wolf Cop versus Bobby Doug McKenzie in the next one.
Now, these were helmets that the players for the Dark Star Company, they remind me of something else. Like, they look similar to other helmets I've seen in something as well.
Yeah.
It's probably a homage to whatever I'm thinking of, but I can't think where I've seen it, though. As sung by Celine Dion.
Oh, he's evil too.
Oh, Canada. It's weird. I think I probably know the Canadian national anthem more than my own national anthem here in Australia. And that's only because of South Park.
Yeah, we know talking during the Canadian national anthem, eh? Show some fucking respect.
Exactly. Don't you go, don't be going shitting on the hockey arena, eh? Like, you actually just punched that dude so hard he like literally went flying into the basket. That's amazing. Hey, you people in the crowd showed the respect to this interpretation of the national anthem, damn it.
That's Larry Gowan up there. He's a national treasure. Quit throwing up.
Oh, that's not even vomit. That's just water coming out of that dude's mouth. Just Godzillas everywhere. Or ghoulies. Or ghoulzillas. There you go.
Ghoulzillas?
Ghoulzillas. They're like Godzilla, but they're the size of ghoulies. You know, with all these people, like, having all these creatures coming out of their stomachs, like, the Wolf Cop and the other guys could have easily have stopped them by now, but it's like, no, we're just going to let them just come out of people's chests.
Here's where we need Sean Astin, oh, not Sean Astin, Sean, the guy from The Goon.
Yes, Sean William Scott. Now, that would be an awesome, that would be an awesome cameo. He just randomly pops up and beats the shit out of everyone. And the funny thing is, him not wearing pants is probably the least weird thing about this whole movie.
Yeah, that's one of his songs called Strange Animal.
Yep. If Wolf Cop doesn't say "puck you" to someone at some point in this movie, I'm going to be very upset.
Wait a minute.
Well, the bad guy is right. I mean, when they're right, they're right. Actually, now that I figured out the helmets, they kind of look like the friggin' the Foot Clan's mask.
I love he just felt the need to put his hat on.
Yep. Finally, everyone can hear my demo tape. Time to have his spinach. Wolf Copper is literally Popeye.
He is, yeah. Oh, and he did a fucking theme to Wolf Cop, too. That's awesome.
Exactly. And they needed, like... See, she should have just... If she had Silver Bullet, she would have taken him down easy. Blah! Now kiss. Thumbs up.
Movie's great. There we go.
Well, that is true. Like, anyone who tries to take on Wolf Cop is a bit of a moron, because like, why even bother? Just fall down and pretend you're dead. There's no way you're gonna beat him. Yeah. Time to do a map. That's the dreaded rear admiral. Now that he filleted that motherfucker. That could be the next one could be called Fucking Wolf Cop, and the next one after that could be called Motherfucking Wolf Cop.
That's 7 bolts out of that 6 bullet gun.
I'm sure she would have run out of bullets by now. She can't be the only one who has a worse hairdo than me in this movie.
We couldn't get Gina Carano for this role.
It totally is a kind of role that she would definitely have played. I mean, if this was a bigger budget movie, of course.
Yeah.
This is like how she's just got love hearts just like trimmed into her hair, or at least on her sides anyway.
It was a clip-on.
And it's this movie. Is that what's going to happen to me later in the movie? And he's got like the smallest little gun in the history of mankind. Does that mean we're in love now?
Yeah. Play cool, play cool.
They're not the most enthusiastic cheerleaders I've ever seen. Damn it, Wolf Cop, you can beat these guys easily. Ready and bam! Ugh.
There we go. Ugh. Now there's blood on the ice.
That is one big long line of cocaine. Hell's yeah, bring out the sigh. Fact, there's no like hockey related puns going on in this scene is a little disappointing. Although it makes up for with all the blood and carnage. I found that, like, on the set of this movie, they were like, let's just keep drenching Wolf Cop in tons of blood. Because not only does the actor have to put on all that makeup, they got to be drenched in blood as well.
Yeah.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Well, at least the Zamboni's coming to clean the ice, so...
Exactly. Ah, this is just the ending of... Oh, Ad, hold on. I'm at... 1606.
I'm back.
Okay.
Shortest ad ever.
Ah, this is just the ending of On Deadly Ground with Steven Seagal. My face, you shot my pretty face.
That's what she said. Oh.
I was just about to make that joke.
No.
I don't know why everyone keeps trying to shoot guns at Wolf Cop. I mean, if they don't have silver bullets, then what's the point?
A bomb!
Ba-bomb! I like how it's sort of with this sequel, because with the first film, it kind of was it was an origin story, basically, and that's kind of what it just basically is. But at least with the sequel, from what I've seen so far, in being how it's an improvement, and even better, is that, you know, there's a lot more going on and they can focus on just chaos and madness and...
Yeah, the first movie just kind of, like, ends without, like, much resolution.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the first film, from what I remember, I think that was what I was a little bit disappointed by, is that it kind of sets up everything and then it just kind of just ends. And feels a bit anticlimactic. But this one, though, it's, like, definitely making up for it, for sure.
Good shit.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! And that dude, Hobo, is just drinking moonshine from the looks of it. Werecat!
Wolf Cop and Werecat. Coming soon to Shudder. Answer me, yeah.
Just get him lots of drink. Just get him some liquid donuts, man. How can we revive Wolf Cop? Let's give him a combination that's both drugs and alcohol.
That works.
They should just inject it into a donut, too.
Get it? Moonshine.
Yes. You can make animalistic love later. Get going.
That's still technically bestiality because they're two different species.
That is true. Death Proof Part 2. Man, I don't want to be the person who comes here tomorrow morning and has to clean up everything.
The grade 5 free skate is going to be postponed.
I like how basically, like, they have the alcohol and drugs, put it together to revive Wolf Cop, and he's just hanging out doing nothing instead of saving people.
That's the finale. He does drugs.
Stock footage. Damn it, no hockey and no beer in this town makes us all something something. Time to drink some real beer. And have some poppy 80s-esque music too.
But they still didn't beat the bad guys.
Yeah, like the bad guys actually did get away.
Yeah.
But I suppose, yeah, they might save that for the sequel when it gets made. Now, is this the same a song from the singer you were telling me about as well, or is there a different song?
This was the sex scene.
This is
the song for the sex scene earlier in the movie. Yeah, so Larry Gowan, the guy that was the organist. Yeah.
Yep. Now let's go get some liquid donuts, everyone. Yeah, I just want a liquid donut right now.
Fucking hungry.
Written and directed by Lowell Deed.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Indeed. And I've got an ad for Smiley Face. What have you got as what's coming up next on your copy?
I got Inmate Zero.
Awesome. All right, I'll just get out of this one. Well, since basically it goes to the next movie on Tubi, so we'll wrap it up all here. But hope all of our listeners enjoyed this audio commentary of another Wolf Cop. I know Batch and I really enjoyed doing it. And I have to say, like, for me finally getting around to watching the sequel, I have to say it's better than the first one. Like, I enjoyed the first one for what it is, but I think this sequel is definitely a lot better in a lot of ways.
I'm not sorry at all.
But, I mean, it kind of sort of ups the ante. It's way more ridiculous. It's a lot of more of the jokes kind of land on this one, and it sort of embraces its silliness. Like, it does sort of wrap things up a bit quickly, but I assume that they're probably going to save a lot of stuff for the next movie if they get around to make it. But I think I had to say, though, sort of discussing this film with you, Batch, I'm actually would be down for a TV show, because I think that would actually work best for a concept like Wolf Cop.
Yeah, because if, like, Ash vs. Evil Dead, the series, taught us anything, like, you can use this format and still kind of be all fucked up, but tell long-term stories.
Exactly. And there's definitely a lot of mime, because, like, you know, with Wolf Cop and the sequel, there's definitely an established universe, and there's specific rules and mythology. Like, there's definitely a lot they can build upon. And in fact, that this movie has some fucking mutants and aliens and stuff like that. Like, there's a lot you can mine from this concept.
Absolutely. And,
exactly. And so once again, I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this audio commentary. We definitely had a lot of fun doing it. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every week on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier and assorted guest stars recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man, starting from the first issue to modern day.
Awesome. And if people want to find everything Super Podcast related, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. And also you can follow us at our website at supermastery.com, and also our Facebook group at facebook.com/thesupernetwork. And also you can join our Facebook group there as well. So all you have to do is just join in and request to be a member of the group, and we will let you in. And also you can email us at thesupernetworksm@gmail.com. Send all your emails there. But if you have hate mail in particular, just send it directly to me specifically. you can also find us at our Patreon page at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, where at just as low as $1 to $2 a month, you can receive early access to all of our podcasts 48 hours before they drop online. And as well, if you'd like to donate more, you'll also get some other cool exclusives as well, including coming up with the topics for future episodes of the podcast, as well as getting a guest spot on the podcast and other cool stuff. And we're only just 5 subscribers away on reaching our first goal, which will be a Patreon exclusive video in which I will recite Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven while doing a Nicolas Cage impression while wearing a Nicolas Cage jumpsuit. So if you want to see that video happen, subscribe to us at Patreon. And also you can listen to all of our podcasts over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Castbox, and Spotify. And if you're listening in particular at Apple Podcasts, also leave us a rating and review there as well. So that will give us the podcast, all of our podcasts, exposure. And if you want to find Super Marcy, you can find her at her Twitter page at twitter.com/supermarcy. And you can also find me there at Twitter as well at twitter.com/beadjamine. And also you can find all of our writings, both mine and Marcy's, at supermarcy.com. So, yep, that's the end of this episode of 2B Tuesdays. We'll see you all next time when we will do my pick. So I have a lot of ideas I want to do for the next pick, but I'll save that for when we can reconvene for the next one. And hopefully Marcy will be back for the next episode as well. I definitely have some cool ideas for the next one, so stay tuned for those. And we'll see you all later. See you, everyone. Bye.